Dave Thomas is with the International Association of Chiefs of Police, which provides best practice guidelines for law enforcement.
Most of our questioning is linear. What happened from the beginning to the end? And that's not the way somebody who's been traumatized, that's not the way their memory is laid down. And what we realize is we have to ask questions in a way that that individual is able to provide information based on the experience that they've had.
You heard Annie struggle with memory, but she isn't alone. So many of the survivors that I talked to for this podcast told me they didn't remember the details of what happened to them until weeks or months later. They couldn't remember the sequence in which those details occurred. And those who reported to law enforcement said they felt chastised when they couldn't recall the facts or the order of events. Carrie Hull helps teach officers how to interview people who have been through trauma. She's a former detective with the Ashland, Oregon Police Department. She says the typical process for reporting a crime just isn't tailored for survivors of assault.
You know, the expectation is someone's supposed to come in, sit down, they're supposed to be ready to talk, they're supposed to know what to talk about, they're going to tell you what happened to them from the beginning through the middle and then the end. That is a very traditional understanding of both just humans and then also memory and recall. And what we've developed with FETI over the years is to be a lot more understanding and adaptable as the practitioner versus putting those expectations on the participant.